So maybe not to confuse anybody, maybe we should not refer to what is the backbone. I think what we try really to draw attention here to is that any work that has taken place within a country on setting up cycling networks, it should be taken into consideration, so that in the end, the network that is designated will serve different the users that have different objectives in mind. So obviously, this is, I think, the key point that you would like to mention. Since I have the floor, Mr. Chair, yes, we indicated in here right at the beginning that of course, cycling should be an important part of an overall mobility strategy of a country or a region or a municipality. But of course, maybe this is not mentioned enough, and so obviously we need to repeat this information. So we take a note of this. We obviously do not want to be suggesting that the team working in on designating a cycling network does it in a silos and it's completely disconnected from the other work that is being done on setting up a mobility and transport strategy or implementing a transport strategy in a country. So obviously our objective is to make it an integral part of an important mobility strategy of a country, and of course if it should be repeated a number of times, we will be happy to do it throughout the document. I think indeed on the aspect of setting up a team, it should not be only about the team and the team working disconnected from everybody else until the moment of public consultations, but I think it's a valid point that not only is important to set up the team and sort of put it in motion, but also to establish the connection and that the team will have to the various type of administrations and other stakeholders with whom it will be working on a regular basis to inquire and receive the necessary information, so that then it can go through the following steps. So I think we do take note on this. I think it's a very important point that was then raised by Ireland with regard to the safe system, and this is, I think, a point that we want to cover in a lot of detail when we start discussing the user categories, and then to make sure that we have safe interaction with external two cycling users and safe interaction between the various type of cyclists. So we have not prescribed there much. We just included what is defined at various levels, and we hope for interactive and discussion this afternoon on those aspects, so that jointly we can come up with recommendations on the basis of which a more detailed material could be prepared for the next session. So if I may suggest, I would just like that on that very aspect we come back to it when looking at informal document number two this afternoon. So we are just postponing discussion on that very aspect of how to make sure that we are creating a safe system approach. Of course, This then should be integrated in the document number one through what is now included in the document as a placeholder then for the recommendations from this group of experts. We hope this just allows for kind of less complicated discussion on this document if we kind of separate those issues. Now, as I was speaking, I understand some of you were writing. The screen is relatively small, and I'm not sure that it's easy to follow each and everything. So I will pass to the chair so that we can figure out whether there is anything in addition that we as the secretariat may need to address. But again, please feel free also to take the mic and provide further comments orally. Thank you.